Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, most gracious and most heavenly Father. It is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning, Father, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, Father, praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. We honor you on today, Father. We thank you for new mercies that embrace us as we rise and shine this morning, giving you all the glory, giving you all the honor, and giving you all the praise. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our chief intercessor and propitiator of all of our sins. Father, we give you praise for the precious Holy Spirit, Father, so patient, so loving, so kind, leading us and guiding us and directing us, Father, at all times. Father God, we say thank you, Father, for a host of angels encamped around about us. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the power of your word. Father God, we say thank you that you are our Father, our Heavenly Father, and we just want to bless you, Father God, for your love towards us that surpasses all understanding. We say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, Father, for a brand new day, a day we haven't known, haven't seen, but a day that belongs to us, Father God. And we just pray that you will lead us and guide us and help us to be fruitful in this day. Help us not to squander the day, Father, but Father, may you and you alone be glorified in it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil have set up to come against us, our families, and our destiny this day. Father, as we stand on your promises to decree and to declare that it will not take place, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over and over again. Father, we submit, Father God. We humble ourselves before you, and we just want to bless you, Father. We just want to bless you for being so awesome and creating us to be a part of the equation. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Amen. And welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia. And we indeed want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. Amen. And each and every one of our prayer partners, we just want to just bless the Lord on this morning and thanking God for you, for you, and for you. We pray that everybody had a most marvelous weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, amen. We pray that Jesus Christ, amen, was on your mind. Amen. And so now today, the Lord has ushered us into a brand new day. He's ushered us into a brand new month. Amen. Glory be to God. A brand new week. Amen. We just have blessings all around us. Amen. We have a new moment, a new hour. Amen. A new day, a new week, a new month. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And amen. Had some technical difficulties on yesterday, beloved. Amen. That was the first time ever that our Sunday services have been interrupted. But guess what? Amen. We're here today. Amen. Glory be to God. We're here today. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Father, we want to say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. There's so many of us, amen, and so many of God's people, amen. Glory be to God walking with him, amen. But they've been, amen, in the same situation for so long. Amen. They've been walking with God, glory be to God, faithfully, glory be to God, sometimes faithful, sometimes not faithful. Amen. But walking with him nevertheless. Amen. And holding on to the word of God and holding on to the promises of God. Beloved, amen. But at the same time, amen, while they're in enduring, amen, and developing and learning the spirit, the spirit of patience, glory be to God, and everything else that the Lord wants to teach us, glory be to God. They're looking at their watch, amen, and they're wondering, amen, like, how long is it going to be, Father? It seemed like it's a long time. I'm getting older now. It's a long time. Everybody, my friends, family members, they're dying out. My contemporaries are dying out. It seems like we're at the end of the age. We don't know how much more time we're even going to have here. They look at all of these situations and circumstances, and then they just wonder, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Am I ever going to get married? You know what I mean? Is my ministry ever going to prosper? Am I ever going to, you know, get out of debt? Am I going to ever be healed? Is my family members ever going to be saved? Glory be to God. Am I ever going to accomplish that goal, obtain that house? Glory be to God, fulfill the desires of my heart, beloved. And we go through life sometimes, beloved, and if we're not careful, instead of looking at God, we begin looking at our clock. We begin looking at our watch, and we ask ourselves, amen, and ask the Lord and ask other people. And sometimes we don't even say it out of our mouth, but it's in our hearts. Glory be to God. We're sighing, you know, deeply, you know what I mean? Here we go, here we go. When will we get? I know we're on the way, but when are we going to get there, beloved? Amen. I remember that couple road trips that I took my children on when they were smaller, glory be to God, and we went to Florida and some other places. It was a long journey, glory be to God. I forget the longest journey. There was a journey longer than Florida, actually. And I don't quite remember at this point, but they were sitting in the back of the car and said, Mommy, are we there yet? We there yet? When are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? Glory be to God, beloved. Some of God's people in the scriptures, amen, thought the same thing. We're sure that they did. Why? Because they're human. Glory be to God. And if you're going somewhere, you just want to go. Amen. You're ready to go. Glory be to God. Amen. We think about several of God's people, just to run through a few. Amen. David. Amen. David was anointed king, beloved, at the age of 17 years old. Glory be to God. He was a young boy. He was a young boy. Amen. Shepherd boy in the backside of the desert. Amen. Taking care of sheep. Amen. Minding his own business. Here comes Samuel. Amen. Samuel didn't even know who he was looking for himself. Amen. But the Lord, amen, told him that David was the one. Said these are not all of the sons. Glory be to God. There's one more. He's tending sheep. Glory be to God. And come to find out, that was the day he was anointed. He didn't become king the next day. Even though he was anointed, he didn't become king the next day, beloved. Here was a whole 17 years later. I'm sure in between there, David had some questions for God. Here, the man he was honoring, the King Saul, amen. He did nothing wrong for King Saul. He honored King Saul. King Saul was jealous of his anointing, wanted to kill him, see? But, and so I'm sure, you know what I mean, during his running, I mean, David had to run. David had to run. But, Levin, sometimes we have to run. Sometimes we need wisdom when to know when to go and when to stay. David had to run for his life. David's not the only one that had to run. Jesus had to run. When the angel spoke to Mary and Joseph and said, hey, grab up baby Jesus and flee into Egypt, because Herod is a-coming. Beloved, Joseph had to run. And Potiphar's wife was setting him up. He had to run. Beloved, look, sometimes you better get rid of that pride and you better put on your sneakers. If you got to go barefoot, you better run. So David had to run, beloved, amen. Here it is, 13 years later, 365 days a year. You multiply that times 13, that's a lot of days, that's a lot of hours, that's a lot of minutes, beloved. Glory be to God. And David was a man after God's own heart, in spite of his sins, in spite of his faults. But I'm sure, beloved, that he asked the Lord, amen, Lord, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Abraham himself, well, minding his business, 75 years old. Most people are planning for retirement. God calls Abraham out and said, I'm sending you somewhere, and I ain't going to tell you till you get there. Glory be to God. And so here he picks up his family, picks up his household, and goes out at 75 years old. No children. God said, I'm going to promise you a baby. Now, I'm sure that when Abraham and Sarah went to bed that night, they said, doctor it up, baby, this tonight, because we already heard from God. The baby is a-coming. See? And I don't know what they did in their bedroom that night, but I'm going to tell you something that didn't happen. It wasn't no baby. Ain't no baby showed up nowhere. Huh? Here it is, beloved. Here it is, beloved. 25 years later, Abraham said, I'm 100 years old. You got to be kidding. Now, we know in our human state why Abraham and Sarah laughed. Some of us, you 50 and somebody, if somebody talked to you about a baby, you're going to start laughing. Here he is now, say, I'm 100 years old. See, and I'm sure on that 25-year journey, he asked the Lord how long. We know his wife asked him the Lord how long, because the wife said, look, go in here with my maidservant and had his baby, okay, go ahead and have your Ishmael, huh? Because she looked at her clock and said, my menstrual is off. Now, I ain't even got no menstrual. Now, Isaac, now, come on now, boy, be real. My cycle been going a long time ago. How long? See, beloved? And our human nature, when we start to comparing the visible with the invisible, when we start comparing the possible with the impossible, when we start to comparing what's normally done, what's usually done, compared to what's being done right now. Daniel went down in the lion's den. Daniel was a good boy. Daniel was a good boy, good boy, good boy. Come on now, that boy praying. He wasn't no shame in his game. He would go by the window. He wasn't praying to be heard, but he didn't care who heard him. Three times a day, refusing to eat certain food. You know that food looked good at the king's table. They probably had lobster tails and snow crab legs and all type of fish, catfish and shrimp, all that stuff they say you're not supposed to eat, which we'll teach about that at another time. But regardless, pig feet, huh? Cow's tail, huh? Glory be to God. Frog eyes. See, but he said, no, I'm not doing. And they put that boy down in the lion's den for standing up for God. Now, we're sure, beloved, Daniel knew that he was innocent. Daniel knew that the Lord was his help. He went down. He probably didn't have no fear. He said, I know, number one, he probably said, I ain't going down. Beloved, sometimes God to take it down when you don't think you're going down. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will let you go down. The Bible says Jesus went down into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil after 40 days fasting. You mean he didn't go up to the mountain? No, he went down. I said, sometimes God will lead you down for his purposes. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. They put that boy down in the den, and he's sitting there in the dark. Now, they didn't give him no light. They didn't say, we got a night light over there and we got some candles over there. That boy was in pitch black. Pitch black. He couldn't see nothing. Saints, you ever think about that? That boy was in the den. He couldn't see nothing. And I'm sure he said, all right, now I don't know how God going to do this, but here it is, all night long. God didn't come the next minute. He didn't come the next hour. God let Daniel stay in that den all night long. Now, beloved, glory be to God. You know in your mind, because if it was you, you would say, okay, Lord, what's up? Will you please tell me Why is it taking so long? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing up for God. Amen. Bold witnesses. Glory be to God. He said, no, we ain't bowing. We ain't bowing. We die before we bow. Threw them boys in the fire. Now, you know that they didn't expect to go in no fire. They round there witnessing for God. They round there, and God ain't going to let me go in no fire. But guess what? Yes, God did. And didn't snatch him back out right away. And I guess they were in there and looking at one another and said, wait a minute, what time you got? Okay, it's been another 5. Look at your watch again. God, why is it taking so long? Why is it taking so long? When will we get there? Glory be to God. Jabez, the Bible tells us Jabez, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. He was in a small situation. He was in a small situation. It was good, but it was small. You know what I mean? The neighborhood was good, but it's too small. I'm living in a room. I'm living in a little cramped one-room apartment. It's too small. Glory be to God. Huh? And he looked at the situation and said, Lord, how long? Martha told Jesus, when Lazarus died, he said, Lazarus been dead 4 days. Now, Jesus, we don't know what you've been doing. We don't know where you've been, okay? Now, you probably was at somebody's house getting your feet washed. You probably was at somebody's house eating some of that fish and stuff. And I don't know, John the Baptist say we were John the Baptist. What you, wine bibble or something? You always at somebody's house or somebody's house party? What's up with you? Where was you at? That boy been dead 4 days. I'm sure they looked at their watch and wait a minute now. What's going on? When? Beloved, have you ever asked God when? Paul and Silas locked up in jail. All they was doing was preaching the gospel. Now, I ain't going to jail for preaching no gospel. I'm sure they said that. Now, if you want to lock somebody up, I can show you where the criminals at. I don't want to be the whistleblower. But if you look, especially if there's some reward money, I might take the reward money. I might not take the reward money. But I can show you where the hustlers at. All I'm doing is preaching the gospel. But the Bible says they went to jail for preaching the gospel. Then the Bible says they was in there all night long. All night long, you say, surely I got some family members. How many phone calls can I make? Glory be to God. And you're waiting for somebody to come and bail you out. Glory be to God, huh? But it didn't happen right away, beloved. It happened right away. The Israelites walking in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years, 40 years, 40 years, 40, 40, 40, 40. Some of you not even 40 years old. See? And if you're all 40, so imagine living 40 years old twice. And I'm sure, glory be to God, regardless of situations and circumstances, beloved, amen, we know, because you know if that was you, you'd be looking at your clock and say, wait a minute now, what year is this? All right, now, wait, how old? Okay, so they was five, so how old? So that was 10 years ago. So we still in the same situation. How long you been praying on this situation, sister? I've been praying on this situation about 10 years. 10 years? 20 years? 30 years? 40 years? Beloved, do you know and I know that those Israelites walked around in circles, glory be to God, hallelujah, and asked God, when we going to get there? God, I don't mean to disrespect you, but I just got a question. Like, how much longer this thing going to be? God, I don't mean to disrespect you, Father. We really don't, but we just wonder some stuff, beloved. When will we get it? Like, you know, can you just give us an idea if it's going to be this year, next year, this month, next month, this week, next week, today, later on this week? See? When will we get there, beloved? Even Jesus Christ himself stretched out on the cross. Stretched out on the cross. Huh? Beloved, the Bible said Jesus was there for 3 hours. It was to the point, beloved, Jesus had to ask God. Jesus asked God, amen, what everybody else probably asked God. The same thing you asking God. It got to the point, and when Jesus got to the end, Jesus said, my God, Will you please tell me why thou hast forsaken me? Beloved, maybe you in your own situation today, glory be to God, is going through something, glory be to God, been going through something for a long time, glory be to God, going through something that appears to be heavy, going through something that seems to be a burden, glory be to God, going through a situation where it look like there ain't no way out, glory be to God, going through a situation that looks impossible, going through a situation that looks dead. Maybe you're in a situation, you're beginning to lose hope, glory be to God. There's a hopeless situation. Your faith has been pulled on. You started out in strong faith. Now you got medium faith. Now your faith is getting weaker. Now you got to ask yourself if you got faith at all. Glory be to God. Because God, and people ask you what's wrong. Glory be to God. And you just got to come out and tell the truth and say, it's been too long now. I tried to do things God's way. I tried to hold on God's way, but it's been too long now. I don't know how much more I can take. It's been too long now. Maybe I'm daydreaming. It's been too long now. Maybe I got something twisted. Maybe I miss God. Glory, maybe I ain't saved at all. It's been too long now. Some of you are ready to throw in the towel. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, I come to drop a little hope on you this morning. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time. Galatians 4:4. It says, but when the set time have fully come. Glory be to God. I come to encourage somebody this morning to say, hold on this a little while longer. The Bible says that when the set time had fully come, God sent his son born of a woman, born under the law, beloved in the fullness of time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is never late. Glory be to God. He might be slow, but he's never late. He's the slowest man that's always on time. We think about a woman, when a woman, glory be to God, when a baby is conceived in the womb of a woman, that woman, regardless of how much fun she had making that baby, she don't deliver that baby the next day. Sometimes even in the gestation period, there's been some complications in the way. Glory be to God. Sometimes I know with my last two babies, they restricted me to the bed, told me don't even get out the bed. Amen. Had to sit in the bed for the last 4 months. Sometimes there's some complications in the development of the promise. Sometimes, beloved, there's some issues, but in my womb, there was a precious homo sapien, amen, being developed and created by God Almighty. Beloved, 9 months later, 9 months later, beloved, here comes the baby. The Bible says in due season. You're asking the Lord, how long, Father God? And you're looking at what everybody else is doing. He said, that's their season. He said, but you got a season coming in due season. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in well-doing. For in due season, in the proper time, in the proper time, in God's timing. Not your time, but God's time. Oh, glory be to God. He said, you're going to reap. You are going to reap. Glory be to God. And guess what? Beloved, when your time come, can't no devil in hell stop it. Can't nobody steal your blessing. Can't nobody take your blessing. When the time has come, it's going to happen. But when the 9 months is fulfilled for that woman with child, I don't care what you do, that baby coming forth, if it come forth in the back seat of the car, if it come forth in the bathroom, baby, when that water breaks, here come the baby. The Lord is saying your water's going to break and you're going to bring forth in due season. The glory be to God.
1 John 3, glory be to God, and 8, hallelujah, says this, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The one who does, hallelujah, what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. But listen to the part B of this. The reason that Jesus came, beloved, was to destroy the works of the devil. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning, amen, hallelujah, the short virgin, amen, that God will make a way for you somehow. I'm telling you, I don't care what the situation look like, God is going to make a way for you. Psalms 121, beloved, verse number 2 says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God will make a way for you. Glory be to God, and the way is already made. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When David, glory be to God, beloved, hallelujah, he ran from Saul for 13 years, but when you read 2 Samuel 5 and 3, it says, glory be to God, hallelujah, they anointed David king over Israel, and David took the throne. I said, God made a way out of no way for David. When David was in a hard situation, God brought him out. Hallelujah. Abraham and Sarah, 25 years, wondering what God was doing. Hallelujah. No child, no baby. Glory be to God. But when you read Genesis 21 and 1, glory be to God, it says, now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant. She bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave him the name Isaac. Glory be to God. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son was born to him. Glory be to God. God made a way out of no way in that hard situation, in that dark situation, in that situation that didn't look like it was going to turn over. Glory be to God. Here comes God and fulfills his promises. And Sarah and Abraham had their own baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel stressed out in that lion's den, beloved. Hallelujah. Wondering what was up with God. But in the Bible tells us in Daniel 6:23, the king was overjoyed and gave order to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in God. God came through for Daniel and brought Daniel out of the den. Glory be to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, wondering why it was taking God so long. God made a way, beloved. When we read in Daniel 3:26, it says, glory be to God. Nebuchadnezzar appointed the opening of the blazing furnace, shouted out to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, called them the servants of the Most High God, and told them to come out of here. Come out. And not only did they come out of the fire, but loving glory be to God, hallelujah, they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed, and their robes were not scorched, and they didn't even smell like smoke. I said, God will make a way out of no way, and you'll come out of this situation that you've been in so long, glory be to God, and you won't look like what you've been through. Your situation will have no effects on you. Nobody even know you've been there unless you decide to share your testimony. Oh, glory be to God. Jabez in a small place, but he waited on God in spite of the fact that it took so long. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles 4:10, hallelujah, when he cried out, that the Jabez said, Lord, will you bless me indeed and enlarge my territory? Hallelujah. And let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And the Bible says God granted his request. God didn't do it the next day, but God did it. Beloved, I'm coming to tell you this morning that God will make a way for you somehow. Somehow, somehow, somehow. Don't try to figure it out. God is coming through for you. He loves you. He cares for you. Hallelujah. He sent his only son to die for you. Glory be to God. You may say the situation is dead now. So what? Lazarus was dead 4 days, my beloved. 4 days. The boy was stinking by now. Jesus came, glory be to God, and spoke, glory be to God, with a loud voice. He, Jesus, will speak to your dead situation. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said the dead man came forth, not the man that was asleep. The man that was dead came forth. His hands and feet wrapped. Glory be to God. And Jesus said, take the grave clothes off and let him go. God is delivering you to the point where the grave clothes will drop off. He'll do something new, a new season, right when you was giving up, right when you was thinking about quitting, right when you was already entertaining how you was going to help God out. God said, I don't need your help. I just need your faith. I just need your faith to hold on. I need you to have the faith of Job. Though God slay me, yet will I trust in him. God said, I don't need your tears. All I need is your faith. All I need is your obedience. All I need you to do is hold on and trust me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging bread. Those who wait on God will do exploits. God said, all I need you to do is hold on. I'm coming through for you. I know your family's talking about you. Oh, I know they running your name down. I know they teasing you. I know they're saying that your faith is not real. And your God is dead. And you're not in your right mind. And you're not thinking straight. I know they're running you down. Because you're in a situation that don't look favorable. You're looking, you're in a situation that look like I'm not with you. You're looking, you're in a situation that looks like I'm not answering your prayers. And you're in a situation that looks like you're all by yourself. Oh, glory to God, I said, just hold on, baby. Baby, hold on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get weary. Don't throw in the towel. Don't turn around. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes almost level to the ground. But whatever you do, baby, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get quit. Because God said, I'm going to make a way for you. When you're least suspected, you're elected. God said, I'm going to make a way for you. How, God? Ain't none of your business. Ain't none of your business how. Somehow. Somehow. God is going to do it, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has unlimited possibilities. I heard one of the prayer partners come last week and said, God has 10,000 ways to bless you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, no, baby. I didn't tell her that. Hallelujah. It wasn't the proper time. And we knew where she was coming from. Hallelujah. But the correct answer is no. God don't have no 10,000 ways to bless you. God has unlimited ways to bless you. We up in the millions and the trillions and the billions. There's even no number. There's no cap on the different ways that God can come in and bless you. God can create a way. He'll create a miracle by his power alone, with or without the help of people. With the help of people or without the help of people. Isaiah 43, hallelujah, 19. Hallelujah. See, I am doing a new thing. A new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Beloved, God will make a way for you. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. As our minister Priscilla came and shared with us last week, He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If He did it for Jonah, if He did it for David, if He did it for Abraham, if He did it for Jabez, if He did it for Daniel, if He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if He did it for the Israelites, I said, God will do it for you. Hold on, baby. Hold on and hold out. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to bring deliverance. I'm going to bring deliverance. I'm going to make a way. Psalms 91 and 14. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I'm going to rescue Him. I'm going to protect Him. For He acknowledges my name. He will call on me, God said, and I will answer Him and be with Him in trouble. I'm going to deliver Him and honor Him. See, God is with you in your long wait. That's what we forget. We think it's a long time, but we got to forget that God is with you the whole time. And not only will God deliver you, beloved, hallelujah, for your faithfulness to Him in a hard place, hallelujah, while God was working on something in your life. Come on now. Yay, but He said, not only will I deliver you, I'm going to honor you. Not only am I going to bring you out, but you're not coming out the same way you went in. You went in broke, but you're coming out loaded. You went in sick, but you're coming out healed. You went in single, but you're coming out coupled up. Come on, somebody. Hey, you went in low, but you're coming out high. Yeah! My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to show up and I'm going to bring you what I need, what you need. Because guess what? I'm what you need. He said, I'm the answer. Jesus said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. He said, hallelujah, I'm going to bring you what I need. Because I am He. I am He. Glory be to God. Win, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, by the way that I made. Hallelujah. Now get off Google. Google can't help you right now. Get off Google and get in your prayer closet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn the TV off and get in your prayer closet. Praise me while you're waiting. Serve me while you're waiting. Sing to me a new song while you're waiting. Glory be to God. I know what you had need of. All I need you to do is wait. Wait on me. Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Hallelujah. Wait. I say wait for the Lord. Beloved, let God do it this morning. Let God do it. Watch God move. Beloved, when your faith is in God, you can watch God move. Hallelujah. You'll be able to testify. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. God will make a way for you. Somehow. 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 He's going to bring you out of this. He's going to bring you out. I have so many testimonies that I'll share at another time how God brought me out. And when God brought me out, I'm going to tell you the truth, I thought I was dreaming. I thought I was dreaming. It was as if the hand of God picked me up from where I was and just dropped me over into a new place. I woke up some mornings, beloved, and said, Lord, have mercy. How did I get here? How did I get into this new place? Because you waited long enough for God to rescue you. You waited long enough for God to deliver you, and you never lost faith. The good news this morning, beloved, is that God will make a way for you somehow. The good news this morning, beloved, is that God is a waymaker, and you can depend on God. Don't get discouraged. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Be encouraged. Encourage yourself. Do what is necessary. Do whatever is necessary. Get around some strong folks. Get around some praying folks. Get around some encouraging folks. Separate yourself. Sometimes you got to get around people. Sometimes you got to separate yourself from people. Whatever you need to do, do it. And wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. All the patriots are happy that they waited. Don't tell me they didn't have no options. Oh, they had options. Oh, they could have quit. They could have turned their back. Oh, they could have cursed God. Yes, they could have. They could have said, I'm going to do this thing my own way. Wait on God, beloved. God is going to make a way for you. And who knows, you might be next in line for your miracle. Father God, we bless you for the word of God coming forth on today. Father, you're so faithful to us. Father, when we look back over our lives and see what you already did, Father, it brings tears to our eyes. We are overjoyed, Father God, with a spirit of gratitude when we saw the wilderness experiences you've already brought us out of. When we see the fire when we see, Father God, the fiery furnace you've already brought us out of. When we see the den that you've already delivered us from, Father. When we see how you brought us out of our wilderness experiences already. Already, Father God, when we look back over our life and we count things over, we can truly say that we've been blessed. And Father, you didn't bring us this far to leave us. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you. Help us to stop looking at our situation. Help us to stop looking at our clock. Help us to stop looking at our watch. And help us stop looking at the calendar. Help us to stop looking at what other people are doing, Father God, and stay focused on you. To the point, Father God, where we can say, if you bless me and you don't bless me, I'm going to bless you. If you bless me or you don't bless me, Father, I'm going to bless you. Father God, we say thank you for making a way. When the doctor said there wasn't no way, when the doctor's giving us, Father God, 4 months, 6 months to live, when the judge said there's no way, Father God, when the devil's telling us no way, Father, we want to say thank you for making a way. Out of nowhere. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that have come forth on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. For it. Amen. And to God be praised. He stopped us yesterday, but he didn't stop us today. Amen. He didn't stop us today, God. And guess what? If he had tried to stop us today, we were just going to come back tomorrow. And we were just going to come back the next day. Why? Because we persist. Our motto here, beloved, is we persist until we succeed. That's a message for somebody today. Persist until you succeed. Wait on God. Because God is going to make a way for you somehow. Ooh, all right, in the form of announcements today, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We'll be at the altar of prayer this week, every day this week, Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon, amen. And then we come back at 9 o'clock, amen, for our prayer altar, amen. Come and join us, amen. Glory be to God. On Wednesday night is our Bible study, amen. Glory be to God at 8 o'clock, amen. And this Saturday is our spiritual warfare training, amen. So we have a full week ahead of us. Amen. Please visit us. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Also, beloved, amen. At 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock today, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., we are on all the networks, Google TV, Roku TV, Amazon TV, amen, for our broadcast. Now, look, you can go, if you have a smart TV, amen, you can just go to your smart TV and look for ICN Network, amen, and our program is right there, amen. The same way you would go to the Word Channel, TVN, ABC, you go to that network and you look for the program, okay? So that's how it works. Now, if you don't have a smart TV, beloved, you can go and download the app, ICN app, ICN Network, download the app to your phone. It's free. Glory be to God. And then you can watch their services. They have T.D. Jakes. They have a bunch of brand name, well-known preachers there, including Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, if you don't want to download the software, I sent everybody the link. Amen. And you just hit the link. You just hit the link. You're right into the TV program. Glory be to God. It's just that easy. Amen. And so we realize that some of us are, you know, just learning technology. Amen. Because we're the baby boomers. Amen. Glory be to God. We're the old heads. Amen. And so this is all new to us and challenging to us. Amen. And so if you just hit the link that I sent you, amen, it'll take you right there. Amen. Or you can download the app to your telephone. Amen. ICN Impact. C for Candy, N for Nancy, ICN Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, Network. And watch them. They have some good preachers on. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Amen. And then we're on their radio. Amen. Same Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They have ICN TV and ICN Radio. Amen. We're on radio, amen, at Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. and 7 p.m., amen. So visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. I'm going to be meeting with Erica this week to make sure that everything is up to date and some new things we need to add on, amen. And so spread the word. Spread the word. You know, this generation here, they do everything on their cell phone. So since they do everything on their cell phone, tell them, go. They might not be up at 7 in the morning, but tell them, amen, at 8 o'clock tonight, amen, a tap on, amen, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and get a word for due season, amen, and we bless the Lord. All right, that's our announcements, amen, glory be to God. I'll be repeating that all this week, amen. For those of you that need assistance, we will help you, amen, glory be to God. We will help you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I look at my cell phone now. Amen. Glory be to God. And I have a bunch of apps on here. Amen. Glory be to God. I have a bunch of apps. Y'all know how to go to Play Store and download the app. Amen. That's all you got to do. Amen. Go to ICN Network and download. I got a Facebook app. I got an Amazon app. I got all that on my cell phone. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord. All right, that's it for the day, beloved. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Those of you who are in a hard space, your back is against the wall. You feel like you're living in a hallway right now. You're out of one room, but you haven't gone into the next room. You're out of one situation, but you haven't gone into the next situation. You're in the hallway. Amen. Looking at your clock. Get your eyes off your clock and look up. Look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. And the Lord is our helper. And be assured that God is going to make a way for you somehow. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Thank you that today was the day to bring this word. And we thank you that your word will not return into your void, but it will accomplish everything that you sent it forth to do. And we bless you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you that we're saved by the word, kept by the word, sustained by the word, changed by the word. Thank you for your eternal word. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel tears, sorrow, and bad news, premature death. We cancel all these things right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, and our future and our destinies will not be aborted. We say thank you, Father God. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today. Anoint them, Father God, with the spirit of intercession. We say thank you for the power on them, the willingness on them. We say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for this ministry, Father God, because you have made a way for this ministry, Father God. In the 10-year journey where we started out in a motel room, because there was no other place to live, bounced out of our house on Christmas Eve, living in a motel room. But Father God, in that journey, and now, Father God, you have opened great doors for us. And we are not afraid to go in. We are not afraid to change. And we say thank you that you did it. You made a way out of no way. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercies, and for making a way out of no way. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord.
I worship you. light in the darkness. That is who you are. Yeah, waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Your wife, the way of peace. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Yeah. Way make miracle worker, promise keeper. I wish I knew.
Gonna make a way for you somehow. Believe it and receive it. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. I love you, love you, love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. Blessings.